So the Committee on Governmental Affairs, you were working for them on that day. It became the Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs. Tell us a little bit about that transformation.
Well, when they were creating the department, a lot of that responsibility fell to the committee. And instead of creating a new committee with responsibility for that agency, they just expanded the jurisdiction of the Governmental Affairs Committee to include Homeland Security. Of course, they created a separate committee on the House side. But now that committee has dual jurisdiction, not only to oversee the operations of the whole executive branch, but also specifically authorizing the activities of the department, making sure that they are successfully implementing recommendations to improve our nation's security.
Now, thinking back to that early work day, that Tuesday of 9/11 itself, what was it like in the Capitol? Recall for us what happened, and did you get any inkling at that moment that things would be changing so profoundly?
I remember it vividly, as we all do. I was at an early morning breakfast hosted by the Partnership for Public Service, a then nascent nonprofit aimed at improving the public service. It was a very nice breakfast, a lot of luminaries there. So we were a little cloistered. Committee on Government Reform Chairman Dan Burton then came in to give his talk and began by saying, two planes have hit the World Trade Centers, apparently a terrorist attack. Then he went on to give this very nice talk about public service and the Partnership for Public Service. So we were a little stunned. We didn't quite know what was going on. We continued with our breakfast, and then when we left the breakfast, we walked back to the Senate because the trains weren't working. I remember thinking how annoyed I was that the trains weren't working, only to learn later just how silly that annoyance was. When we got back to the committee offices, everything was in chaos. Everyone was watching the TVs. There were no instructions on what to do. And when I called my voicemail, I remember getting someone else's phone message. So it was like all the phone wires were completely screwed up.
We are talking with Grant Thornton, principal, and former OMB Associate Director Robert Shea, who was a senior counsel for the Senate Governmental Affairs Committee when those attacks happened. Sorry to jump in there.
No. I could go on and on. I just, you know, you remember all these details.
I know, and it's powerful, powerful information. Since then, though, considering your role with OMB, considering your role with the Governmental Affairs Committee, I wonder, looking back in the past 10 years, you know, how things have changed. What is the most profound change that you have seen or experienced firsthand?
The changes, I was in the Hart Senate office building at the time, which was, you could see into everyone's offices. And if an alarm went on before 9/11, you could see everyone completely ignoring it. And I remember the alarms going off soon thereafter, and though orderly, everybody paid attention to those alarms. Everybody in this city, it seems to me, remains extremely attentive to security threats. And they're extremely deferential to efforts to improve our security. It remains our number one priority, both in terms of your personal activity, but also in terms of the federal investment. People understand that this is our number one priority because it so devastated us on that day.
And, of course, the administration changed priorities very quickly that morning. You joined somewhat afterwards when you went to OMB. What's your sense of how administrations work differently now with the Homeland Security consideration having shifted so much after 9/11?
Yeah, I think we've gone back at least somewhat to a sense of normalcy. You can have priorities other than those, and that even happened during the Bush administration. Other priorities began to emerge. But it still will dominate many of a debate, many of a conversation. Attention to security will be paramount.
And so looking at this from the private sector now that you have for a few years, How big is Homeland Security in terms of the government demand for consulting and services from private industry? It seems to me that the contractors have grown a lot around that particular practice.
They have. It's enormous. The enterprise devoted to security is as big as anything else the government does. So the contracting infrastructure has grown just like the government infrastructure has.
So where do you think we go from here?
You know, I think we're, you know, as I say, getting back to a place of normalcy. I think people will become more rational. I don't think you'll ever get to a place where people will tolerate any level of risk. So, you know, and I worry that the next thing that's attacked becomes the next TSA. We'll have the same level of attention to trains or buses or grocery stores if an attack takes place in those environments that you have there. I hope not, but I worry that you'll have the same exaggerated attention because terrorists will continue to seek points of weakness. So, you know, it's incumbent on the Department of Homeland Security to look at the risks and apply rational protections to protect us from getting to that place.